What makes marriage so important? Well, certainly the origin of marriage is probably one of the most important things about marriage that makes it so significant. Furthermore, all of mankind of all ages from the very beginning have practiced this simple step in order to bring a man and a woman into a union together, to be recognized in the eyes of God and the world as being one flesh. So where is marriage identified as the origin that comes directly from God and according to His will? If we go back to Genesis chapter 1, we find that God there created all things according to His purpose. And later there in the same chapter, around verse 26, God says, "Let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness." Here we find that God decided to make man, man whom He goes on to say would have dominion over all things. Well, it's interesting because in chapter 2, we learn that the Lord put man in the garden in verse 15. But later in the same text, we also notice that God learned something after putting man in the garden that certainly needed to be corrected. And we find there in that verse, it says, verse 18, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." Certainly it's not that God didn't realize that man would need a companion. But what we learn here is that God now, before man, acknowledges that fact. And now man really understands the need he has for another flesh, or that is, the other part of his flesh. And so because of this great need that Adam could not fulfill through any of the rest of God's glorious creation, he made a woman. There in verse 21, it states that he caused man to sleep. And then as he slept, it says he took one of the ribs and closed up the flesh in his place. And from the rib which he had taken, the Lord made woman. So there God made the woman, and then brought her to Adam. And he said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." And then he named her after himself, woman. And so certainly then, as we find in the end of the verse, there, verse 24, man and woman become that one flesh. They are to leave their homes, that is the homes that they are brought up in as children, and as they become adults, they cleave to one another, and they leave those homes that they might be in the eyes of God one flesh. Not only here in the Old Testament, but throughout the rest of the Bible, we find that man after man marries woman, that he finds someone who is compatible, and they live together throughout their lives. We also go on to see that in the New Testament, Jesus and other great men and others who talk about the things of the Father clarify that marriage is from God and according to His will. And so we, in this world today, still have the great blessing of practicing marriage. And I would encourage us all to help others to understand its great importance because of the origin that it has coming directly from God. And if we can help others to see this, especially our young people, then how much more wonderful our world could be when people understand that it is only in marriage that we have the union, that we become the one flesh, and we can live before God acceptably and according to His precious will.